So you're on your way over there and you get to thinking about the call. It's time for us to talk about that age-old sales topic of pre-judging calls. Every other sales trainer that I've ever studied says that you're not allowed to pre-judge calls. I say it's okay. You're allowed to pre-judge calls. You can't help it anyway. From the moment they give you the lead and you see what part of town it's in, to when you make your confirming phone call and you hear their voice over the phone and how they are receiving you, to when you first pull up in front of the home when they first come to the door, throughout the entire sales call, you're going to be forming little judgments in your mind like, ooh, this seems like a hard one, or ooh, this seems like an easy one. You can't help that. Why fight it and why make a rule that there's no prejudging allowed? I say you are allowed to prejudge it all you want. Just don't allow it to affect your actions. If you've already accepted the lead, you've already driven over there, you've already confirmed the phone call and started the sales process, give it your best shot. Give everyone every possible opportunity to buy, which means go in there, make a very good impression upon them, figure out what do they want to buy, why do they want to buy it, the logical reason, the emotional reason, give them the benefits to buying, make sure you trigger their emotions, and try to close them. Maintain your positive level of expectation throughout the entire call. You'll make more sales, so go ahead and prejudge your calls. Just don't count them out until you're gone and haven't made the sale. While we're on the topic of mental preparation, when you pull up to the job, before you get out of your vehicle, just take a moment or two to clear your mind of any preconceptions you might have about this call. You may really need to make a sale, and you're certainly expected to bring one in. But you're not going to sell them anything that they won't benefit by owning, and you're not going to high-pressure anyone. With that in mind, slowly repeat to yourself, I'm not going to try to sell them anything. I'm just going to take a look at what they got, and if they need anything, I'll help them get it. I'll tell you how I came up with that little mental preparation exercise. I remember. The year was 1985 when I first got into the business, suffering from severe depression, very, very low self-esteem. I had so little confidence in my ability to close sales that I would actually do what is called burn leads. I would call the customer up, and instead of making the type of confirming phone call that I told you to make, I would actually shoot them a ballpark price. The majority of time they would say, "That's way too high." And I'd say, "Fine," and mark that lead off as ran. Needless to say, that made my closing ratio look real, real low. I just couldn't stand to hear people say no. I was putting this tremendous pressure on myself. Well, to make a long story short, I got caught. My boss calls me in, sits me down, says, "I know what you've been doing. You've been burning leads. You're not the first person to ever burn leads. In my history as a sales manager, I've always immediately fired anyone and everyone who ever burned leads. In your case, I'm going to make an exception because I believe that you have potential and will close more sales if you will run the leads that I give you. So until further notice, from now on, until further notice, when I give you a lead, immediately after you run it, you call me on the phone. I will then call the customer and say, 'Hello, this is the sales manager. I understand that our employee, Charlie Greer, was just visiting with you. May I ask, did he draw your home? Did he inspect your equipment? Did he volunteer to go over your utility bills? Did he provide you with recommendations and a written proposal? Did he invite you to join our family?' I don't want to have to do this, but I will." So he gave me a lead, and I start heading out there. It was about an hour and a half drive, a $3 toll, I might add, all of which comes out of my own pocket because I was paying my own expenses and providing my own vehicle. I was totally humiliated and mortified. I was bawling. Driving out there, I just felt like I was ready to pop. And I said to myself, I'm putting too much pressure on myself. I've got to release this pressure. On this call, when I go in there, I'm not going in there, Mr. Big Salesman. I'm not going to try to sell them anything. I'm just going to take a look at what they've got. And if they need anything, I will help them to get it. I'm just going to go in there and do my job. I'm going to do my job so well that if there were a hidden camera taping me, it would be shown to others as an example of how a good HVAC professional operates. When I got to the front door and I rang the bell and they answered it, the look on their face, their whole demeanor, the whole way that I was received was entirely different from the way it had been prior to that. And I realized my sell, sell, sell attitude was somehow being projected outwards, and they could visibly see that about me. And when I made up my mind that on each call I was simply going to be the consummate HVAC professional, they began receiving me differently, and I will say better, at the front door. So don't go in there, Mr. Big Salesman. Yes, you are showing up as a salesman, and you do want to make a sale, but you'll make your sale by just being the ultimate HVAC professional. Go in there, take a look at what they got, and if they need anything, you're going to make your recommendations and help them to get it.